Welcome to Any Questions. I'm Ian Pickus, and joining us in the studio is resident quizzer Mike Nothnagel. Mike, happy Friday evening.
Happy Friday evening to you as well. How are you?
I'm doing well. I'm excited about this week's show, excited about the weekend. But before all of that, I left everyone with a challenge last time.
Well, clear it up.
I said, start with the name of actor Liam Neeson. Rearrange the letters and you can spell two sci-fi blockbusters from the past. As a hint, one's a sequel and you'll need to add the to the other. What are the words?
Aliens.
Right.
And the one you have to add the word the to is The Omen.
Nicely done.
Thank you.
And we're done with Star Wars.
Forever?
Until next year.
All right, Ian, today, May 11th, 2018, the film Life of the Party was released. The film, whose tagline is Give Life the Old College Try, stars Melissa McCarthy as Deanna Miles, a divorced woman who decides to go back to college and ends up enrolling at the same school as her daughter. Hilarity, presumably, ensues.
We'll find out.
To mark the opening of Life of the Party, this week our questions are about other things named blank of the blank. A boat tour called Maid of the Mist, a name also given to each of the boats that give the tour, begins and ends with a brief portion of the journey crossing into Ontario on the American side of what landmark?
Niagara Falls.
That is correct. And the original Maid of the Mist was a border crossing boat, and it was designed as a link for a proposed ferry between New York City and Toronto. It has been used to describe a number of tennis matches over the years, but the title Battle of the Sexes is perhaps most famously applied to a 1973 match between which two players, portrayed in 2017 on screen by Emma Stone and Steve Carell.
I saw the film not long ago, Bobby Riggs and Billie Jean King.
That's right. And the 2001 TV movie also chronicled this match, and that was called When Billy Met Bobby, and that starred Holly Hunter and Ron Silver. The Chancellor of the Exchequer, a position similar to a finance minister, is a member of the UK Prime Minister's cabinet and is responsible for economic and financial matters. In recent years, the Chancellor has become the second most powerful position in the UK behind the Prime Minister, and as such, it is perhaps appropriate that the person in that position lives at number 11 on what street?
Downing Street?
Yes, that's right, right next door to number 10 Downing Street, which is where the Prime Minister lives, right? What song by the band Survivor was used as the title song of a 1986 Gary Busey film, but is much more familiar as the theme song to the 1982 film Rocky III, used as such after Sylvester Stallone requested that the band record the song for the movie?
That's, of course, Eye of the Tiger.
And you're going to give us a few bars of that right now?
Right now, I'm in a gym in L.A. with Apollo in my mind.
Listeners, did you understand that reference? And finally, what phrase, whose origin comes from the practice of putting fur in a wound from an animal bite, is now used much more commonly to refer to a drink consumed to lessen the effects of a hangover?
Hair of the dog.
That's right.
I didn't know that.
Yeah, that's where it comes from. Well, Ian was the belle of the ball tonight. Let us know how well you did. quiz@wamc.org.
Or you can visit wamc.org/anyquestions for another look at this week's show, some extra credit, or this challenge, Mike.
Start with the phrase run of the mill. Change one letter to an A, and you can rearrange the result to spell the 8-letter last name of a president and the 4-letter name of a U.S. state. What are they?
Mike Nothnagel's associate professor of mathematics at the Culinary Institute of America and a crossword constructor for the New York Times, Games Magazine, and other outlets. Mike, I'll get to work on that challenge, and we'll be back at the same time next week.
See you then.